हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी, राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जय राधा मदन मोहन, राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 गुरुदेव। नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल। हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्ण भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण। तो हरे कृष्ण समस्त भक्तों का हम हार्दिक स्वागत करते हैं आज का श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास में। हरे कृष्ण। आई वुड लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। तो यू आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 26 वर्स नंबर 18। तो दिस वर्स इन प्रोज तो आई विल रीड इट। यस्तु यह वा असंभिभास अश्नति यत्किंचन अपनातम अनिर्मितः पंचयज्ञ वयसः संस्थूलः सः परतः कुर्मि भोजने नरकाधामे निपत्तति तत्र सत्सहस्र योजने कुर्मिकुण्डे कुर्मिभूत स्वयं कुर्मिभि एव भक्ष्यमानः कुर्मिभोजन यावत् तद् अप्रत प्रहुतादः अनिर्वेशम आत्मनाम यतायते हैं। What word meaning? यह any person who, to, but, in this life, वा or असंविभज्य without dividing, अश्नति eats, यत कांचन whatever, उपनतम अपटर्न बाय कृष्णस ग्रेस अनिर्मित नॉट परफॉर्मिंग पंचयज्ञ द फाइव काइंड्स ऑफ सेक्रीफाइस वायस विद्धि क्रोस संस्तुत हुज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज इक्वल सह सच ए पर्सन परत्र इन द नेक्स्ट लाइफ कुर्मी भोजने नेम्ड कुर्मी भोजन नरक अधमे इंटू द मोस्ट एबोमिनेबल ऑफ ऑल हेल्स निपतति फॉल्स डाउन तत्र देर सत सहस्र योजने मेजरिंग 1,00,000 योजना 8,00,000 माइल्स कुर्मी कुंडे इन ए लेक ऑफ ओम्स कुर्मी भूतः बिकमिंग वन ऑफ द ओम्स स्वयं ही हिमसेल्फ कुर्मी भी बाय द अदर ओम्स एव सर्टेनली भक्ष्यमानः बींग ईटन कुर्मी भोजनः ईटिंग ओम्स यावत एज लॉन्ग एज तत् दैट लेक इज वाइड, अप्रत अप्रहूतः, अनसेड एंड अनअफोर्ड फूड, अदः वन हु ईट्स अनिर्वेशम, हु हैज नॉट परफॉर्म्ड, हु हैज नॉट परफॉर्म्ड अटोनमेंट, आत्मना टू हिमसेल्फ यत यते गिव्स पेन. Translation. A person is considered no better than a crow if after receiving some food, he does not divide it among guests, old men and children, but simply eats it himself, or if he eats it without performing the five kinds of sacrifice. After death, he is put into the most abominable hell, known as Krumi Bhojana. In that hell is a lake 1 lakh yojana, 8 lakh miles wide and filled with worms. He becomes a worm in that lake and feeds on the other worms there, who also feed on him. Unless he atones for his actions before his death, such a sinful man remains in the hellish lake of Krumi Bhojana for as many years as there are yojanas in the width of the lake. That means 8 lakh miles, 8 lakh years, it's like that. Stated in Bhagavad Gita, यज्ञ शिष्टासिनः संतः मुच्यते सर्वकिल्विषहि भुञ्जते ते तु अघम पाप य पचन्ति आत्मकरणात्. The devotee of the Lord are released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which is first offered for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. All food is given to us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Eko bahunam yo vidadhati kaman. The Lord supplies everyone with the necessity of life. Therefore, we should acknowledge His mercy by performing yajna, sacrifice. This is the duty of everyone. Indeed, the sole purpose of life is to perform yajna. According to Krishna, Bhagavad Gita 3.9, yajna arthat karman anyatra, लोकयम कर्म बंधन तदर्थम कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्त संग समाचर. वर्क डन एज ए सैक्रिफाइस फॉर विष्णु हैज टू बी परफॉर्म्ड, अदरवाइज वर्क बाइंड्स वन टू हिज मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. देयरफॉर ओ सन ऑफ कुंती, परफॉर्म योर प्रेस्क्राइब ड्यूटीज फॉर हिज सैटिस्फेक्शन, एंड इन दैट वे यू विल ऑलवेज रिमेन अनअटैच्ड and free from bondage. If you do not perform yajna and distribute prasad to others, our lives are condemned. Only after performing yajna and distributing the prasad to all dependents, children, brahmana and old men, should one eat. However, one who cooks only for himself or his family is condemned, along with everyone he feeds. After death, he is put into the hell known as Kurmi Bhojana. हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण. तो इन दिस पर्पट वी सी दैट सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेज टू परीक्षित महाराज, इफ ए पर्सन ईट्स फूड विदाउट ऑफरिंग टू चिल्ड्रेन, ओल्ड मैन एंड गेस्ट, दैट मीन्स टू अदर्स ऑल्सो. एंड ही इज इफ इज नॉट परफॉर्मिंग पंच यज्ञ देन ही इज ईटिंग सिन एंड ही एंटर्ड इन टू द हेल नोन एज कृमि भोजन एंड ही स्टेज देयर फॉर लाख्स ऑफ ईयर्स. तो ही टेक बर्थ एज ए कृमि देर एंड ईट्स अदर इंसेक्ट्स और कृमि वर्म्स देर. अगेन दिस लाइफ साइकिल इज गोइंग ऑन कंटिन्यूअसली. समटाइम्स दैट एंटिटी ईट्स अदर कृमि, अदर वर्म्स, एंड समटाइम्स दैट एंटिटी इज ईटन बाय द अदर वर्म्स इन साइड द लेक. एंड दिस इज द बिगेस्ट लेक, 1 लाख योजना, 8 लाख माइल्स. दिस इज द साइज ऑफ द लेक. तो आई थॉट दिस इज ए सिंपल थिंग जनरल वी डू इन आवर नॉर्मल एक्टिविटी फॉर, बट द पनिशमेंट फॉर दिस इज वेरी बिग. देयरफॉर इट लुक्स सिंपल, नॉर्मल, बट अकॉर्डिंग टू कृष्णास विजन इट इज ए वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट ऑफेंस एज यू सी हियर. Therefore, Prabhupada writes this purport with Yajna Sistasina Santaha Muchyate Sarvakilvisai. And in the purport, he says, the sole purpose of human life is to perform a Yajna. That means to serve Krishna. And at the end, he says, if you do not perform Yajna and distribute prasad to others, our lives are condemned. And Prabhupada is saying, it and he established this ISKCON movement, and the main thing is that in ISKCON everyone knows ISKCON for his prasad distribution. ISKCON is very famous for prasad distribution, and the purpose of this is to free ourselves from sin. So I will speak something about giving or charity, service, care, all these things. So in Manusahinta, it is said, Pancha Yajna, Rishi Yajna, Deva Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Cha Sarvada, Nuru Yajna, Pitru Yajna, Cha Yatha Sakti Naha Payate. So these are the 5 Yajna according to Manusahinta. Rishi Yajna, Deva Yajna, भूत यज्ञ, नृ यज्ञ एंड पितृ यज्ञ. तो यज्ञ इज ए सिस्टम टू ऑफर आवर ग्रैटिट्यूड टू द होल यूनिवर्स. तो इन दिस यू कैन से दिस इन द पंच यज्ञ द होल यूनिवर्स कम्स. ऋषि यज्ञ दोज हु आर गिविंग नॉलेज टू द सोसाइटी फॉर पीसफुल लिविंग and for the elevation of the soul. For them, we should do yajna. For their satisfaction, we should live. And we should practice their direction and glorify them. That is Rishi Yajna. Then there is Deva Yajna. This world is maintained by divine power or devatas. And to offer, we should offer our gratitude to devatas also. And Bhuta Yajna, there are other living entities other than devatas, rishis, and manushya, human beings. So for them also, we have to do something. We should care for them and distribute food for them. That is also Bhuta Yajna. That is Bhuta Yajna. Nru Yajna, there is social work for the welfare of humanity. One should work, that is Nru Yajna. And Pitru Yajna, the personality who passed away from this world, enter into the Pitru Lok and other planets. For them, we should also offer gratitude, because by their mercy, you get this body and many facilities also. That in this way, if you think rishis, devatas, other living entities, human beings and forefathers, this includes the whole universe. इसके अलावा यूनिवर्स में और कुछ है ही नहीं. तो दैट मीन्स दिस यज्ञ इज मेंट फॉर द प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स एंड प्रोटेक्शन ऑफ द सोल. इफ यू डू यज्ञ एग्जैक्टली यू आर प्रोटेक्टिंग एवरी वन. देयर फॉर यज्ञ इज ए सिस्टम टू ऑफर ग्रैटिट्यूड टू द होल यूनिवर्स एंड द होल एंटिटीज इन दिस वर्ल्ड. देयरफॉर यज्ञ मीन्स ए सिस्टम ऑफ ग्रैटिट्यूड एंड सर्विस और केयर. यज्ञ मीन्स सर्विस विथ ग्रैटिट्यूड. सर्विस विदाउट ग्रैटिट्यूड इज जस्ट फुलफिलमेंट ऑफ ईगो एंड ग्रैटिट्यूड विदाउट सर्विस इज जस्ट नाटक. जस्ट इट इज ए शो. देयरफॉर यज्ञ मीन्स देर मस्ट बी ग्रैटिट्यूड एंड देर मस्ट बी सर्विस टू अदर्स. Therefore, when you perform yajna, that means you are grateful to Rishi, grateful to Devatas and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and grateful to other living entities, grateful to other human beings and forefathers. Therefore, the system is very, very important to be free from a sin. Otherwise, we are exactly influenced by sin and we have to suffer in the hellish planet. The Maharaj says that the pleasure in this world exactly develops attachment to the sense object, so that in the future we can suffer more than the pleasure we enjoy in the present. Therefore, pleasure without yajna is a means of suffering, larger suffering, life after suffering in this world. Therefore, if you fail to live a life of yajna, that means you are exactly preparing ourselves for suffering. Therefore, yajna is there to free ourselves from suffering. In Chaitanya Bhagavatam, the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Limai Pandit mentioned that how he is very munificent and how he expressed his magnanimity to the other human beings and personalities at that time. So it is said, Prabhu se pranam, Prabhu se param bai Ishwara bebahara dukhi tera. दुखी तेरा निरवधि देना पुरस्कार. प्रभु से परम बे ईश्वर व्यवहार. बाय हिज नेचर इज वेरी म्यूनिफिसेंट एंड फॉर दुखी फॉर द सफरिंग सोल्स ही गिव्स निरवधि पुरस्कार. ही ऑलवेज गिव्स चैरिटी एंड हेल्प्स अदर्स. The this verse shows very nice point. The translation is done by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, right? Purport and translation. The he says, pastimes. The Lord displayed the pastimes of a munificent person. So this is the nature of God. The God means in one word, if you say. God means giving. The personality who only gives, his nature is giving, his swabhav is giving, that personality is God, without any expectation of reciprocation. That is exactly God. And God has no need for his life. And he is full in himself. Still he is giving. He is giving. We are giving because we need something in return. And we need something also. So imagine if you don't have any need in our life, then we would not give anything to the society, do for anything for the others. This is the आवर स्वभाव, दिस इज कंडीशन स्वभाव. बट हियर वी सी द पर्सनैलिटी, यू डोंट नीड एनीथिंग, बट ही इज ओनली गिविंग विदाउट एक्सपेक्टेशन ऑफ एनी रेसिप्रोकेशन. इफ समवन इज गिविंग गाली ऑल्सो, समवन इज नॉट ग्लोरिफाइंग गॉड, स्टिल गॉड इज प्रोवाइडिंग एवरीथिंग. दैट इज गॉड्स कॉन्शियसनेस, दैट इज कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस. दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ कृष्णा. Therefore, when you try to associate with the Lord and try to become one of the associate of Lord Krishna, then we have to develop this quality of giving without desire of any expectation and remaining always satisfied. And this qualifies, this mentality or this consciousness qualify us to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it is very, very important to practice it. Therefore, in our Vrindavan, the Goswamis, generally they lived by maintaining their body with very little necessities, and they are doing Madhukari. And this word Madhukari is very significant. Madhu means sweet, and Madhukari means they are exactly collecting some alms, grains, or some eatables from others. And Madhukari sabd, this word came from the word Madhu Makshi. The Madhu Makshi is a Makshi, but we say it is Madhu Makshi because he or she collect generally madhu, sweet from the flowers. Without harming the beauty of the flower, without harming the flower tree, and that insect collect only little quantity of madhu, not the whole quantity, little quantity. So this is the nature of madhu, madhu makshi. Honeybee. Similarly, Madhukari means we should live in such a way so that we should not harm any personality in this way, in this world, and collect very little things, very few necessities for our maintenance. Without harming the personality, without harming the society, without harming the environment. That is exactly life of Madhukari. And at the end, the Madhumakhi collects honey and store in honeycomb. That is for others. He collects very little. Out of that, he enjoys very little and stores more for others. That is Madhumakhi. Similarly, when the Goswamis were doing Madhukari, or the sadhus are doing Madhukari, that means collecting very little and use little things for their maintenance, and store for others' welfare. That is exactly life of Madhumakhi. And if you live like that, then that is sweet life. Therefore, sweet living means living without harming others and distribute without discrimination. That is sweet living. Sweet life means harmless collection and tireless distribution. That is sweet life. Then, next verse, it is said, what should be given in charity? How to help others? So, it is said, दुखी तेरे देखिले प्रभु बड़ा दया करी अन्न वस्त्र कड़ीपति देना गौर हरि. तो वेन एवर गौर हरि मेट ए पुअर पर्सन, दुखी तेरे देखिले प्रभु, ही वुड इमीडिएटली गिव हिम राइस, क्लोथ एंड मनी आउट ऑफ कंपास. अन्न वस्त्र कड़ीपति देना गौर हरि. तो ही गिव्स फूड्स, वस्त्र, क्लोथ्स एंड कड़ीपति. कड़ीपति मीन्स मनी. तो कड़ीपति मन मतलब अपना कड़ीपत्ता बोलेंगे तो प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा। ओके तो कड़ीपति दैट इज मनी। तो हियर यू सी दैट निमय पंडित और चैतन्य महाप्रभु जनरली इन हिज चाइल्डहुड लाइफ डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड मनी अन्न एंड वस्त्र टू दी पुअर्स और टू दी सन्यासीज ऑल्सो। तो समटाइम्स वी थिंक दैट गिविंग मनी इज नॉट गुड फॉर आवर इलेवेशन बिकॉज दैट पर्सन कैन टेक मनी एंड डू सम आतंकवादी एक्टिविटी, तो दैट मे बी हार्मफुल फॉर अस। तो इन दिस वे वी जनरली थिंक दैट वी शुड गिव समथिंग सम प्रसाद और सम अदर थिंग्स, दैट इज गुड। बट इफ यू थिंक प्रसाद इज नॉट द ओनली मीन्स फॉर मेंटेनिंग द बॉडी, अदर थिंग्स आर ऑल्सो नीडेड, देर फॉर दे नीड मनी ऑल्सो। तो समटाइम्स मनी कैन बी गिवेन बट सत्पात्र इज देयर। बट इफ यू डोंट नो समवन, इफ यू थिंक एवरी वन इज आतंकवादी, यदि एवरी वन इज इंडल्ज इन बैड हैबिट्स, ऑल द बेगर्स आर लाइक दिस, ऑल द पर्सनैलिटीज आर लाइक दिस हु आर आस्किंग, देन दैट इज नॉट गुड। वी मे एग्जैक्टली रिजेक्ट ए सत्पुरुष हु इज क्वालिफाइड टू गेट सम आर्म्स, देयरफॉर इट शुड बी आवर प्रैक्टिस टू गिव विदाउट डिस्क्रिमिनेशन। इफ यू नो समवन he is engaged in bad habits or some other things, then we can prohibit ourselves from that activities giving. But if you, by this mentality, if you think everyone is like that, then that is exactly very harmful for us. Just as the yagya patni's husband, they rejected the plea of Krishna and Balaram, thinking that Krishna, the cowherd boys, they are mentioning some personality named Krishna, is a normal human being. In this way, they rejected their plea, and later, generally, they repented for their mistake. Therefore, we should not think that everyone is like that. It is said, "Har insan ka dil bura nahi hota." Har insan बुरा दिल की नहीं होती, बुझ जाती है दिया कभी तेल की कमी से, हर बार कसूर हवा का नहीं होता। तो द पॉइंट इज दैट कि देर इज समथिंग भाग्य, ड्यू टू भाग्य सम पर्सनैलिटीज टेक बर्थ इन दिस वर्ल्ड विथ पोवर्टी, एंड ड्यू टू भाग्य सम पर्सनैलिटी बिकम्स poverty stricken in this world. Therefore, every time it is not because of mind or some enjoyment or some laziness, someone is doing something, but there is bhagya also. Therefore, we should think in this way and we should maintain this mentality of giving. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes the story of Rantidev very nicely. As you know, Rantidev fasted for 48 days, and after that he is going to finish his fasting, breaking his fasting, and there was food prepared with milk and ghee, and he was just going to honor that prasadam with his family members. One brahmana came and asking for food, and Rantidev, out of compassion and with the love and attention, gave some food to the Brahmana, and that Brahmana took the food, felt satisfied, and went away. So in this way, although he fasted for 48 days, he gave food to the Brahmanas before eating. Therefore, not sharing or not caring means not recognizing God's presence in every living being. And Prabhupada writes in that translation that Rantidev gave food to the Brahmana because he sees the presence of Supreme Personality of Godhead in every being. By recognizing God, he exactly developed this nature of caring and sharing. तो दिस वुड बी द एटीट्यूड. व्हेन यू आर गिविंग समवन समथिंग, वी शुड रिकॉग्नाइज दैट द प्रेजेंस ऑफ कृष्णा इन दैट पर्सनैलिटी, इन एवरी लिविंग एंटिटीज. देन दैट एक्टिविटीज इज डन इन द स्पिरिट ऑफ डिवोशन, इन द स्पिरिट ऑफ प्लीजिंग कृष्णा, एंड दैट बिकम्स द कॉज ऑफ इलेवेशन. बट जस्ट केयरिंग एंड शेयरिंग विदाउट द रिकॉग्निशन ऑफ गॉड, देन दैट इज कम्स अंडर पायस एक्टिविटी, एंड एक्टिविटी ऑन द इन द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस, एंड दैट बाइंड्स दैट. सुखे संगेन बध्नति, ज्ञान संगेन चनघ. दैट बाइंड्स दैट. तो द सेम एक्टिविटी बट वन कॉन्शियसनेस बिकम्स द कॉज ऑफ आवर लिबरेशन, एंड अदर कॉन्शियसनेस बिकम्स द कॉज ऑफ आवर बंडेज. देयरफॉर रंतीदेव जनरली ऑफर्स दिस फूड स्टॉप टू दिस ब्राह्मणा बिकॉज ही सीज द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इन हिज हार्ट. दैट इज द पॉइंट हियर. एंड प्रभुपाद राइट्स इन दैट पर्पट दैट द स्वभाव ऑफ ए ब्राह्मणा और एजुकेटेड पर्सन, विद्या विनय संपन्ने ब्रह्मणे गभिहस्तिनी सुनी च एव स्वपाके च पंडित समदर्शिना. दिस इज समदर्शिना. तो प्रभुपाद राइट इन दैट पर्पट ऑल्सो अबाउट दरिद्र नारायण. तो नारायण इज देयर एवरीवेयर. देयरफॉर व्हेन देयर नारायण इज देयर इन दरिद्र, दैट नारायण इज दरिद्र नारायण. बट इट इज नॉट लाइक दैट. रंतिदेव वॉज नॉट सर्विंग बिकॉज ऑफ दिस विजन. तो नारायण इज एवरीवेयर, इन दरिद्र हार्ट एंड इन रिच पर्सन्स हार्ट ऑल्सो देयर. देयरफॉर नारायण इज नॉट दरिद्र नारायण और रिच नारायण. इफ यू से लाइक दैट, प्रभुपाद सेज, देन देर इज डॉग नारायण, देर इज पिग नारायण ऑल्सो. तो दिस इज मिसकनसेप्शन एंड मिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग बाय मायावादीज. बट प्रभुपाद सेज रंतिदेव सॉ द प्रेजेंस ऑफ गॉड एंड ही ऑफर्ड. ही नेवर थिंक दैट दैट पर्सनैलिटी इज गॉड. ही नोज दैट गॉड इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द लिविंग एंटिटी एंड द बॉडी, बट ही सीज द प्रेजेंस ऑफ द गॉड इन दैट पर्सनैलिटी. And because of this spirit, he is trying to serve that personality. That is the point. After that offering of food to the Brahmana, then a Shudra came before he is eating. And he asked for food. And Shudra came with some dogs also. Therefore, he offered the remaining food to the dogs and the Shudra. With great respect. Then there was only some water, one glass of water, which is for Rantidev. And if he, it is said, if he didn't drink that water, he may die out of starvation. But at that time, one Chandala came asking for water. At that time, Rantidev very kindly and with affectionate heart, he gives that water to that Chandala, and he says very nice voice. It is said, he says very nectarian voice, nectarian words. And what he says? Na kame aham gatim ishwarat param ashtardhihi yuktam apuna bhavam vam अर्तिम प्रपद्य अखिल देहभाजम अंतस्तीतः येन भवन्ति अदुःखः. तो ही सेज आई डू नॉट डिजायर फॉर लिबरेशन, आई डू नॉट डिजायर फॉर अष्टसिद्धि, आई डू नॉट डिजायर एनी कंट्रोल इन दिस वर्ल्ड, बट आई वांट ओनली टू स्टे एमंग ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज and suffer all distresses on their behalf, so that they may be freed from suffering. So this is the consciousness of Rantidev after performing 48 days of fasting. So this is very difficult to find such personality with such consciousness. And these examples are the extreme examples are given so that we can follow the little bit charitable activities फॉर द वेलफेयर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड. तो फॉर आवर सिचुएशन वी जनरली डोंट गो थ्रू सच ऑस्टेरिटीज. एक दिन का एकादशी भारी पड़ता है. ओके, बट दिस वर्स शोज हिज मेंटेलिटी. ही इज रेडी टू टेक सफरिंग ऑफ अदर्स एंड ही रेडी टू रिजेक्ट लिबरेशन ऑल्सो. इट इज सेड हियर. तो दिस शोज दैट द हार्ट ऑफ वैष्णवास, हाउ दे आर केयरफुल एंड सेंसिटिव फॉर अदर लिविंग एंटिटीज. एंड इस प्रकार आफ्टर स्पीकिंग लाइक दिस ही जनरली गेव दैट ड्रिंक वाटर टू द चंडाला. एंड एट दैट टाइम वन ऑफ द वर्स इट इज मेन्शन्ड, पुलकायस आदत धीर निसर्ग करुण नृप. ही गेव इट वेरी एफेक्शनेटली हैप्पीली. व्हाई? बिकॉज ही इज धीर निसर्ग करुण नृप. निसर्ग करुण नृप नेचुरली ही इज वेरी वेरी करुणामय, वेरी वेरी काइंडनेस टू द अदर्स. एंड दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ द सोल. बिकॉज वी आर दिस पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ द सुप्रीम काइंडनेस, देयरफॉर by nature we have that kindness, and this is our swabhava. And therefore Lord created this world with some abhava. There is abhava just to revive our natural swabhava of kindness. If there would not have any abhava in this world, then it is not possible for a conditioned soul to develop that swabhava of giving to others. And this is very, very important. Therefore, this abhava in this world, scarcity in this world, is there to elevate us to the city where there is no scarcity. That is Goloka. Therefore, we have to care in this world so that we can elevate it to the spiritual world. And this abhava helps to revive our swabhava. One of the lecture, His Holiness Radhan Swami Maharaj says that there is abhava and difficulties in this day, in this world, because of Krishna's grace. Krishna would have created such a world with all facility for enjoyment. He has that power, but he kept some abhava or scarcity, some difficulties in this world. So he gives very nice answer. Generally we say that abhava nahi rahega, to hum generally apna जो स्वभाव है, काइंडनेस है, दया है, अपॉर्चुनिटी को खो देंगे. और अभाव नहीं रहेगा तो हायर प्लेजर के लिए हम ट्राई नहीं करेंगे. इट्स लाइक दैट. बट कृष्णा कैन क्रिएट दिस वर्ल्ड विद प्लेजर ऑल्सो, विदाउट एनी प्रॉब्लम डिफिकल्टीज. बट महाराज सेज कृष्णा इज एंजॉइंग स्पिरिचुअल प्लेजर विच इज ग्रेटर देन द मटेरियल प्लेजर. And Krishna wants that everyone should enjoy the pleasure I enjoy in my spiritual world. Therefore, if Krishna establishes this world with the highest material pleasure, no living entities in this world will try for that pleasure. We may be happy in this world, there is no pain, but generally we will be happy in material pleasure, which is exactly not the worthy pleasure for the living entity. Therefore, Krishna wants to share his own spiritual, original, unlimited pleasure to the living entity. Therefore, he kept some pain or abhava in this world. He says like that. This shows the heart of Lord Krishna, how he is eager to give the highest pleasure to the living entities. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu generally helped others for फॉर देयर बेनिफिट. एंड समटाइम्स वी मे से कि हाउ लॉन्ग वन शुड गिव. इट इज सेड निरवधि अतिथि ऐसे प्रभु घरे यत्र येन योग्य प्रभु देन सबाकारे. तो निरवधि अतिथि ऐसे प्रभु घरे. एवरी डे जनरली अतिथि गेस्ट यूज टू कम टू चैतन्य महाप्रभुज हाउस एंड ही टेक केयर ऑफ एवरी वन एवरी डे. तो हाउ लॉन्ग वी शुड डू इट एवरी डे. दैट इज द प्रोसेस because this is the way so that we can elevate our consciousness. And how to give charity? Kono dina sanyasiyai se dasavisa sava nimantrana re prabhu haya harisa. So sometimes 10 or 20 sanyasis comes to the house of Nimai Pandit, Sachi Mata. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cares for them with happiness. Great bliss, harisha. Therefore, when you give charity, you should be very blissful or happy. Then in Ramayana it is said, Vasishthaji says, Abhagyaya nadatavyam kashchit alayar apiva abhagyaya krutam hatyat dataram na atra sanchaya. So one should not give charity without attention and affection. If you give charity without attention and affection, abhagya and alaya, then abhagyat krutam hatyat dataram na atra sanjaya. Because of that, that charity, that donation destroy the data, the charity, the giver. Therefore, it is very essential to give charity or care for others, serve others with attention and affection. And that exactly attracts Krishna's mercy, Krishna's attention and affection. It's like that. And sometimes in the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was nothing to give, nothing there to serve. But by the Mahaprabhu's miracle, when there is nothing, at that time some person comes there and gives something to Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata and Lakshmi Priya, the wife of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they generally prepare and serve food to the guests and sannyasis, brahmanas. Therefore, by giving to others, we get facility from God also. And that is the ISKCON. And Prabhupada went to America with 40 rupees. And he established such a big organization. And he started with the giving. And therefore, by giving, we get a facility from God. It's like that. In our Shastra also, it is said, if there is scarcity, nothing is there, and we are not getting any facility from God, then what should you do? It is said in that verse, Yarava na thake kichu purvadrushta dose seitruna jalabhuti dibake santose. So, it is said, if due to his previous impious activity, he does not have anything, then he should satisfy his guest with the straw mat, with water, with the bhumi, asan. And that is the way. So if nothing is there, but this is all, this trina, straw mat is there, one asan is there, and one place is there to sit, and some jala is there, water, and some sweet voice is there also. So in Manu Sainte it is said, Trunadi Bhumi Udakam Bhak Chaturthi Chava Smurtaha. The Bhak Chaturthi, sweet voice. And it is said also, ki if nothing is there, we should offer these four things and humbly say that I am unable to serve you properly because of my past misdeeds. I am a sinner. So in this way, you can apologize the guest. So in this way also, if you serve, that is also as good as you are giving charity and caring for the personality. So the main point is not, the main point is that ki we should give big thing or small thing, more thing or less thing, but the main thing is that there should be attention and affection. In this attention and affection generally attracts Krishna's affection and attention and protect us from the hellish life. Therefore, this nature of caring and sharing and charity, this is very essential for us. And this verse shows, we may think this is very simple thing, but the punishment is very high. Therefore, according to God's vision, it is not a very simple thing. It is a very serious thing. Therefore, we should try to practice it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I would like to compliment our Hari Guru Prabhu and Anand Raghav Prabhu. They are taking care of me since 1.5 year, giving non-spicy prasadam. Okay, happily. So thank you, Hari Guru Prabhu and Anand Raghav Prabhu. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.